You can't resist him, and all you'll say when you have kissed him is ooh, what a little moonlight can do.
The vocalist is Darden Purcell. It's her take on What a Little Moonlight Can Do. It's from her 2009 album, Easy Living. It's an album she recorded while pursuing her master's and DMA in jazz studies at the University of Illinois. Also during that time, Purcell and her husband, guitarist Sean Purcell, were regular performers around Central Illinois. Darden Purcell is now director of jazz studies at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia. She says, as a vocalist, she brings a perspective that's a bit different than an instrumentalist would bring to a university jazz program.
I'm in a little bit of an interesting position as a vocalist. There are not many of us in the nation. I would say there's probably about 5, perhaps maybe 10 vocalists that are actually running programs at major universities. And so I do feel like I bring a different perspective to it. I think at times it can be challenging, but you know, vocalists are a very, very large part of the jazz world, whether people kind of want them to be or not. And I think a lot of players, as they get older too, they start kind of realizing the importance that vocalists can play in the programs and the different perspective that we bring to the genre, especially when you're talking about lyrics and melodies and how all of that can kind of influence. And we're certainly obviously influenced by instrumentalists our whole life. So it's kind of nice to have the vocal perspective be a part of the program as well.
You're returning to Central Illinois for a performance at the Iron Post, and one of the people you're playing with is your former professor, Chip McNeil, who's the head of the jazz program at the University of Illinois. How did Chip help you kind of get to where you are right now?
Oh, Chip and I go back way far. He's known me since I was 19 years old. He was actually the head of the jazz studies program at Virginia Tech, where I received my undergraduate degree. So I knew Chip when I was really young. Chip and his wife, Lisa Ann Lyons, were running that program. And then once I graduated, I joined the Air Force and kind of moved around. And then when Sean and I decided to go back to grad school, we were able to hook back up with Chip.
And now at George Mason, you're doing the same job that he is doing at the University of Illinois. What was it maybe that he, as the head of the jazz program, that you picked up from him that you can apply to what you're doing right now?
Pretty much everything. You know, Chip does everything at the Illinois. He, you know, not only teaches all the classes, but does all of the administrative work. And I think the one thing that I've really learned from Chip is not only his great musicality and his passion for the music, but also there was never a time that I emailed Chip that he did not get back to me within the hour. I can't think of one time. He was unbelievable at getting back to people so quickly and just taking care of students and getting people what they needed. And I really try to emulate that in my job right now of just, you know, you've got to get back to people right away because everything is happening in real time and moving very quickly. And he's really great at that.
Well, Glenn Wilson, another guy you know, when he moved from New York City to Virginia, he told me he was amazed and quite happy to find that the jazz talent level in Virginia was extremely high. And coming from New York City, he thought, oh boy, I'm going to go quite a bit down in talent level, but that really wasn't the case. Glenn now lives here in Central Illinois, and again, for a relatively small rural area, this area has quite a bit of talent, starting with Chip McNeil.
Right. It was amazing. Sean and I moved from Nashville, Tennessee in 2007 to start our graduate studies there. And, you know, we were a little bit apprehensive because both of us had never lived in a smaller city. Sean's from Pittsburgh and I'm sort of from the Washington, D.C. area. So we were a little bit nervous thinking, oh, I hope that there's going to be places to play and great musicians. And we were extremely pleasantly surprised at not only the level of musicians, there are some of the most outstanding players are in Central Illinois. Also, just the camaraderie of all the musicians. Everyone gets along. Everyone knows each other. Everyone performs with each other. It was really amazing. And we just really felt like we were at home. As soon as we walked in to see you, we just thought, okay, this is going to be a great 4 years.
last year I got to talk to a couple of kids from around here. I call them kids, Adam Larson and Ryan Whiteside. They're both from Bloomington Normal. They're saxophonists trying to make a go of it in New York City. You know, they're doing two different things, both musically and business-wise. But when I was talking to them last year, both of them said, you know, we went to some really cool jazz schools and some amazing professors and things like that. But he said one thing they both could have got a little bit better was more of the business side of music, more of the business side of jazz. As an educator and a head of a jazz program, what do you do or what do you think needs to be done to place a little more emphasis on the business side of jazz?
Right, that's a great question. I feel the more professional level experiences that students get, the more that helps them to kind of navigate that world as soon as you graduate. Because, you know, college can be a little bit of a bubble where you're sort of playing at being an adult and being out there, but you're not quite there because you still have the support of the university or your parents. And so I feel it's really important that the more kind of outside gigs that students can be doing while they're in school as well too, teaches them about how to act, what's appropriate etiquette on a gig. Also, just what I was talking about before, getting back to people right away. If you do not get back to people, you'll lose opportunities. You know, making sure that you're also getting together the business side of it, resumes, photos, all the online technology you can do now with websites. There's so much that can be done and really should be done. That way, as soon as you graduate, you have kind of a whole package together so you can go out there and start working. You're not going to get everything from that because so much of life experience is just happens on the gig, you know, so, and some of the things that happen that you thought, well, I never thought of that before, but now I know what to do in that situation. But, you know, just trying to get together as much as you possibly can, not only musically, but yeah, the business side of it is very, very important. There are some incredible players out there who don't have the business side together and they don't work as much. So that is really important.
Do you feel that's a responsibility of the jazz program itself?
I don't feel like it's our entire responsibility. But I feel like it's part of it, you know? I definitely feel like it's part of it. And especially for the programs where the professors are still out there playing and working a lot, I think the students are going to naturally see what their professors are doing and try to kind of emulate that as well, too.
Well, one more question about your recordings. You put one out roughly a little over 5 years ago. Another recording on your agenda anytime soon?
Yes. Yeah, it's definitely time. I've been thinking over it the past year. I can't believe it's already been 5 years since my recording. My hope is to try to record something this summer. If not this summer, then the next summer. I'm just kind of right now in the creative process of trying to figure out which direction I want to go. And quite frankly, I was so happy with my first recording. I'm a little bit nervous about that second one to think, am I going to be as happy with it? I'm sure that I will be, but I was just so pleased with the whole first experience. I want to make sure that I do justice to the second one.
Darden Purcell, nice to catch up with you a little bit, and good luck on your return to Champaign-Urbana here this week.
Thank you so much, John. Thank you for the time. I appreciate it.
Living for you is easy living. It's easy to live when you're in love, and I'm so in love. There's nothing in life but you. I'll never regret the years I'm giving. Easy to give when you're in love. I'm happy to do whatever I do is for you. For you. Maybe I'm a fool, but it's fun. People say you rule me with one wave of your hand. Darling, it's grand, They just don't understand that living for you is easy living. It's easy to live when you're in love, and I'm so in love. There's nothing in life but you. There's nothing in life but you.